I got you. Well, Hollywood hadn't made it yet. I know we had talked over text. I'm sure he'll be in a few minutes, but we can always kind of bring him in, him and his news in. Or is there any news that y'all wanted to kind of touch on before we kind of go ahead and jump in on the topic a little bit?
Man, yes, because I stay on the shade room. So I think I sent y'all the link earlier about J.R. Davis' wife going on social
Smith.
media saying a prayer for him and his mistress.
J.R. Smith, right?
Yeah. So J.R. Smith has put out there that he and his wife have been separated for months. Not divorced, separated. So I guess they have split. They were separate residences, and he's out here living his best life. So people are seeing him out and about with chick from The Flash. You know what y'all on the CW, Candace Patton. So he out and about
Yes,
living
she's
his
yes.
best life. Pretty little girl out and about with her, and so she getting DM'd and finding out information. And I mean, ain't no secret. Like he ain't hiding. Like he in photos with the girl. And so
Exactly.
she went on social media and went, I'm talking about this fervent prayer, this going to the altar prayer, and mentioned the girl name and everything. I think it was more messy than godly, because if it really was a prayer for them, it wouldn't have to be done on social media. She just wanted to put it out there.
That was my opinion of it. Don't pray for me, pray for yourself.
Oh, Hollywood, there you go.
Oh, Hollywood. There you go. What's up, world? Hollywood Irving here reporting. Thanks for starting my news off, sis. Thank you very much. I do appreciate you. I love you guys.
I got your
Same
back.
here, brother.
It's a holiday.
She got your back.
Listeners, happy holidays. We here, Game 7 Radio. I'm a little bit. I'm not too tardy for the party, but I am here. What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
What were you saying about JR?
Okay.
I was saying it was just don't. If I was him, pray for yourself. Don't pray for me, because like you said, obviously I'm out and
Yeah.
about with it. Pray for yourself to move on, because I moved on. I'm on. I'm out here popping. It's over.
Yeah, he out here living his
It's
best
absurd.
life.
Hey, and for any
Nigga.
listener out there who doesn't know, J.R. Smith is a one-time NBA championship with the Cleveland Cavs. I think has he found the team since?
Not now.
He most
I think
he, what was that blunder he did in the playoffs? When he was just sitting
He
there
didn't recover from that.
He didn't call a timeout.
Yeah.
The
Yeah,
first
man,
game
they've been
of
on the team since then.
yeah, ain't been on the team since. He was never known for making good decisions in the first place, so that just put the nail in the coffin right there.
They was kicking him off the team then.
He always was playing like he was high anyway.
I think he was.
I think he was too, bro.
He one of them people that you know, you just did something, you just know, oh, he high, he smoked. OJ, I definitely smoked for the game. That's for sure.
What else you got
Hey.
For news?
In other weird, just when you think it couldn't get any weird, stranger than that, Tekashi 6ix9ine got sentenced today. And he went from facing 47 years to 11 months.
Yeah, because they're going to give him credit for the 13. So they gave him 24 months with credit for 13.
Unbelievable.
He wanted to walk away with time served. And the judge was like, you already did
Right.
life.
He wanted the whole shebang walk. You didn't cry, got this letter. I mean, 11 months.
See, he's going to be a role
crew,
model for the
crew copping out the 20, 17, 15. They getting hit bullet. I mean, they getting hit large.
Yeah, it is. That's
now,
crazy.
Quick question for you guys about that. Do y'all think, does he come out after the 11? Does he go on tour? Or is it just he do them 11 and fall back?
This is such a weird world that we live in now. I would not be shocked if Tekashi 6ix9ine is on some award show within a year. I mean, it's just a really, really weird world we live in now.
I mean, because we in a clown era. The more they do,
right.
I mean, look at Lil Pump. I mean, I can't even name a Lil Pump song, but he forever doing something. I mean, the more stuff they do, the more attention that they get. It's just attention grabbing. It's like clowns in a sideshow.
Right. Also, over the weekend, Pump celebrated his 50th birthday, although his birthday was in November. He did have it on what would have been a Ken Porter's birthday, so I thought that was a bit strange. I mean, it was a tribute, but, you know. Jay reunited with Kanye. Hey, Joe, our boy reunited with Ye over there. I know you saw the pictures. What you think about that?
Some of those pictures look like my boy wasn't feeling the vibe. I don't
like
know.
He had to know he was coming, though, Joe.
Know.
You don't think he know he was coming?
I'm almost certain.
Most of the pictures that are circulating look like he's unhappy, but there are some pictures where he was actually smiling and giving him some.
Yeah,
help.
I seen one that was laughing back here.
We can't go by pictures. I mean, but we all have people that we have love for, but we don't really rock with them. They ain't finna come sit at our kitchen table or go, but we can be cordial to them out and about.
Right.
I think
Hov gonna forever love Kanye. I just don't think he loves the clown shit that's going on with Kanye at this moment. So I don't think he just approves of all the things that Kanye got going on. But I think from The Rock and where it started from and everything that they created together, I think it's impossible for him not to still love dude the way, you know, brothers do. I just don't think he agree with the clown shit that he got going on.
I think
y'all let Dan Dash attend the party?
Cause he...
Oh, no, ain't nobody check for Dane. Ain't nobody checking for Dane, unless he was there doing ballet. Ain't nobody checking for Dane. Everybody
ain't gonna will. But Mika, it's Puff's 50th birthday.
No, no. Dane is a whole different kind of beast. He has burned so many. No, Dane is not even being invited to clean the silverware. Ain't Dane ain't gonna be there.
I'm gonna touch on that, and I'm gonna say I think the one thing that Dame did that even we can even touch on the topic for the of the night is Dame was fearless and careless about burning bridges on his rise with Rockefeller. You know, he would do whatever and get at anybody with no tact whatsoever. And I think now, I mean, even when we see it with some of these professional athletes, that day of burning bridges is going to catch up with you.
Right.
I wasn't rocking with R. Kelly. That was a J thing, but you were dancing in the video. I wasn't in no frame with him, but you were dancing to the song. Like, you were in the video. He just do.
No, James Dashboard definitely is an example of blind loyalty. Like, he had a loyalty to Rockefeller, and he wasn't seeing the signs around him that was coming. There was too many people in Dame Dash Ill telling him the way he was moving was going to get him in trouble on the back end with Jay-Z at the end of the day. He just didn't see it coming the way other people saw it coming. Dame Dash didn't care about burning bridges because in his mind, it's Rockefeller or nothing. If you're not with the team, then it's over with for you. But what he wasn't understanding was Jay-Z had the mindset of, You looking at the sky, Dame. I'm looking at space. He was trying to go beyond what Dame Dash damn thought was they ceiling for real. And that, at the end of the day, got him cut off. And then when he looked for help, everybody that he, you know, was reaching out to, he already cut them arms off too. So it was like, you know, you left to drown. But that's, at the end of the day, I don't think he mind being left out there because in his head, he was right all along.
I do see that. And the last bit of news, which always we try to do, is the segue. Pusha T has opened up a ramen noodle restaurant in D.C. Now, this is a good example, a prime example as a rapper, a street guy. He was smart. He didn't really attend college. He took a different route. And this paid off not to just be a rapper, but to be an entrepreneur, a restaurateur, into the fashion design. So he did all of this without college. And that does segue into what we, and by the way, the restaurants open up New Year's Eve. And all my D.C. listeners, anybody in the D.C., Baltimore area that's listening, next 2 weeks from now, it's going to open up. Make sure you're there. Support it.
But like you, I said, you ramen noodles out like that?
I mean, look, hey, Master P, they made some ramen noodles now. It's like the thing to do.
Oh, okay.
Me, we were sleeping. We should have been on noodles. I guess. I don't
know.
There's a high-end ramen noodle place. What's that,
Jay?
I said ramen noodles and a cereal on a cereal bar.
I was gonna say there's a high-end ramen noodles restaurant in Dallas that a lot of people, you know, they soup it up and all of that. But yeah, ramen noodle is, you know, they've tried to make it into a delicacy now.
Oh, it's nice. It's an upscale. Looking at the pictures, it's an upscale restaurant. It's called Kitsune, which means smoking in Japanese. So, you know, I'm pretty sure it's going to, knowing Pusha T, it's going to be pricey, you know. You might
right.
as well get ready for that. DC, Push, you already know. Like you said, ramen. So.
So, I guess we can go